Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is kind of a status thing, Clint, is it not, in the NFL when you are you're a player who's plastered on the tickets and on the different promotional things? I feel like that's sort of a kind of a heat check as to how big a star you are on the team.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure that'd be a special feeling. I know this much. I know that the cups and the tickets and the magazines and stuff that I was blessed to be on the cover of in college are they're a lot more cool to look at now than when I was 20.
So
frame that somewhere and give that to Jonathan in about 20 years and he'll appreciate it.
He'll appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Would have been nice if they chipped you off, like, I don't know, 25 cents a cup.
Boy,
for the,
it would have been nice.
The sodas
now
that they sold with your likeness on it.
It would have been nice.
Yeah. It seemed like it would have been fair, too.
I got a call one day. They said, man, your jerseys are for sale in the mall. I said, get out of here. Little boy from Baytown got some jerseys. I went to the mall, Champ Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
I said, where are they at? Saw this big 50% off sign in the back, and I went back there, and they were all full, number 14, Razorbacks, 50% off.
That is funny. That is funny. That is a bit of a heat check, too. It was I went to Cowboys Stadium. I took my kids up to Cowboys Stadium to Jerry World back in 20. It had to be 2011, because that was the year of the lockout.
Sure.
And so we went up there to do a tour of the stadium. My kids were in town visiting me. We drove up to Dallas to do a tour of the stadium. And, of course, you do a tour of the stadium, and they lead you right through the souvenir shop at the end of it, like they do at Disney World on all the rides and everything else. And I remember seeing Marion Barber's jersey on the rack for like 75% off. He was still on the team at the time.
Wow.
And it was during the lockout, but they were like 75% off. I'm like, I know who the first cap casualty is going to be. when the lockout's over, I know who's going to get cut. Sure enough, you know, like 24 hours after the lockout's over, Marion Barber has been released by the Cowboys. I'm like, I knew that earlier because his jersey's being sold for pennies on the dollar in the team store.
that's the tell.
Yep, it is. It is the tell. Let's get to some Bill O'Brien here. Before we do, B-Mac corrected me. We are giving away tickets for the Sweet Niners Texans tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and a spot in the Fantasy Football Forum at 5.
Yes, exactly. So especially for Texans Sweet tickets, make sure when you win them, you can come up here by 5 o'clock.
By 5 o'clock to pick them up. And obviously the fantasy football thing we can do at 5 because it's just a will call list.
Yeah, so you're on the guest list.
Over at Treasures. Okay, that works out very, very well. So I stand corrected. There's stuff to win tomorrow as well. Bill O'Brien, I would say, I did an article last week listing my 5 camp crushes and with the Texans. You know, an off-the-radar kind of guys, you know, no locks to make the team, but guys who we've watched these first couple weeks and they've looked really, really good. Troymaine Pope was my number one camp crush in that article. Small, I hesitate to say scat back because he's kind of thick, but he looks like a guy who if he makes a team, they would use him like the Patriots use James White and Deion Lewis and guys like that. People are starting to see how he's being used. He's out there with guys who are clearly going to make the team and maybe even start for this team. Bill O'Brien was asked about Troymaine Pope after practice today.
Pope does some good things. You know, I think it's hard. It's hard to make a 53-man roster. You know, you have to, you know, at that position, you got to be versatile. You got to be good on special teams. So it's hard to make a pro football team, Matt. You know, it's really hard. So, but he's a hard worker and he's in the hunt.
Do we want to translate Bill O'Brien there? Do you want me to translate Bill O'Brien?
It sounds like he likes some Troymaine Pope.
He does, but I feel like the mention of the 53-man roster twice in a 16-second bite is at least planting the seed with the media. Like, let's not crown him quite yet that he's made the team. You know, this guy who's street free agent they brought in, and he was a practice squad guy.
Yeah, I mean,
year.
Guys on the lowest rung of the ladder in the NFL, which is what Troymaine Pope is, are not the kind of guys that Bill O'Brien goes out of his way to praise very often.
Right. I feel like it was a combo platter of praise and pump the brakes.
Well, I agree with you guys both on the vibe you got from that comment, but I think you hit a nail on the head. Now, you know, I think when you talk about Bill O'Brien, when his offenses, particularly when his time in New England was really well, Falk was one of them.
Yeah, Kevin Falk. Ted said he looks like Kevin Falk with number 33 on out there.
Yeah, and he's, you know, I looked him up. He's 205, which is significantly bigger than I thought he was. I watched on when was that, Saturday?
Thursday last
Thursday.
Week.
Boy, time flies. But when I watched that, it was he looked smaller. But to know that he's sitting at 205, probably a lot of that's in his legs and his butt. That tells you that it's a good thing, right? When you start talking about that offense hitting on all cylinders, you need a little scat back.
Yeah.
You need a guy that can do some things. Now, like you said, he's got to play special teams. He's got to be able to catch the ball in the backfield. He's got to be a utility guy. But you look at this list, it would be a great compliment to Foreman and Miller, assuming those are going to be your top two.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because Foreman is still on the pup list. Miller looks pretty good so far in this camp, in my estimation. And it's hard to tell until they're running real football plays again. You know, and he looked good in the
He's a dude now. He's going to be on somebody's roster. He might as well be this one. He's a dude now.
Who, Miller?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he ain't going anywhere. He's their number one back for sure. And he looked good in that Chiefs game. He had that 19-yard run and showed a little bit of burst. Sure. He's kind of trimmed down a little bit. Foreman, when he's off the pup list, is going to factor in, but he's not off the pup list yet. So here we are in year five of the Alfred Blue experience at the backup running back position with his 8 carries for 14 yards in the Chiefs game, which feels like very Alfred Blue-ish. But this team clearly likes Alfred Blue, and Bill O'Brien was asked about Alfred Blue, but are we sure that this, and this is yesterday, are we sure that this answer from Bill O'Brien on what Alfred Blue brings to the table is entirely about Alfred Blue?
I think if you're available, you're dependable. But if you're never available, it's hard to depend on you. And Blue has been an available player for us for most of his career here. Same thing with Lamar. So that's what we're looking for at running back, guys that are available that are going to be out there every day.
There's no question there's more to that audio than the...
Are there all kinds of parentheses with Deontay Foreman's name underneath it?
No question about it.
Like if we ran a cursor over that answer, like this silhouette of Deontay Foreman would fly by in the background?
I listened to that raw audio yesterday on my computer, and I started smiling when I heard that audio. That little sound bite.
You played for Bill Parcells.
Yeah.
That felt like a very Parcells-ish type of answer about neither of the guys that he was talking about in that cut.
Absolutely.
Am I right?
Absolutely. When you talk about O'Brien and Haley and Belichick and Parcells and all the guys we've mentioned in and out of the breaks here, all those guys have a unique way of doing exactly what O'Brien just did right there and taking a jab, so to speak, at the guy that's not available, you know, has made some mistakes when he first got there.
He did. Yeah. Deontay Foreman. That's true.
So,
he's got to be
available. So that is interesting. But there's no doubt that there was – That was a little quick jab at the old Longhorn.
Well, I really wonder, like, if that's the case, I wonder what's going on in the building with Foreman right now, because it's not one of those injuries where, well, it's this recurring thing where he keeps pulling a hamstring and it's something that you could construe that he's jaking it or whatever. The guy shredded his Achilles last year.
No, it's a serious surgery.
Yeah, and it's a tough one to come back from, you know? So, if it is some sort of veiled, you know, kind of prompting or shot at Deontay Foreman, which we're not totally sure that it is, obviously, that would seem odd just given the nature of his injury.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. If you look at the number, if you look at the size, again, go back to size like we were talking about a while ago, if you look at the list of running backs, if Foreman ain't ready, Blue's on a rock. We're talking about Blue being a 6-year. You know what I mean? We're talking about him a year from now. He's got to be.
Yeah.
I mean, these other dudes are giving up 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Those guys can't be inside the tackle and pass protecting and all that kind of stuff.
Well, but I feel like Foreman is a pretty good guy in between the tackles.
I'm saying if he doesn't recover,
if he's not on the team.
That's serious.
Right. That's a great point. Because Lamar Miller between the tackles, we've seen what happens on third and one with Lamar Miller.
Sure.
And it hasn't
saw
been very
it last
good.
Week.
We saw it against the Chiefs. Some of that's the line, but I've always felt like Lamar Miller has been kind of misused. And I don't think it's O'Brien's fault. The first year, he had Brock Osweiler as his quarterback.
Right.
So you had to
use the stars have never aligned.
Yeah, you had to use Lamar Miller like he was Emmitt Smith. But that's a fair point. Like, if there's no Deontay Foreman, as much as everybody kind of sits here and, you know, kind of pisses and moans about Alfred Blue and the fact that he's not explosive and whatnot, there is a void if you don't have Blue on the team of a stylistic running back who can go get you something, hopefully, between the tackles.
Well, you're just talking about a three-down back that can essentially service the whole offense, you know what I mean? These other guys are not going to be ready to service the whole offense. It's simply because they're young and they don't know it. They ain't been in it long.
You're saying the guys behind Miller.
The other options.
Yeah.
If Foreman's not there, there is a huge step down from Blue to the next guy when you're talking about a guy that can play first and second down and even third down if you need pass protect. Yep. Just the amount of knowledge. I mean, it's...
And I also feel like when Blue... When somebody has gone down and they've had to turn to Alfred Blue... He's responded. He's done fairly, you know, not only has he been available for Bill O'Brien, but he's given Bill O'Brien some decent games. Here and there is the best way to put it, because I'm not saying it's all good.
Well, he's an option, Rich. He's an option.
Right. And I know
an option.
Right. And I know the yards per carry are nothing to write home about, but he's responded when they've asked him to on a couple of occasions, and I think that scores very well with Bill O'Brien.
Well, and let's be honest, none of these guys have ran behind a really good offensive line.
That's a fair point for all
another really
guys.
Good point.
Yep. All right.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.